In sports, sectional wrestling tournaments for Class 2A and 1A will be contested today. The first and second place winners in each weight class advance to district tournaments on February 13th. Admission to all sectional and district tournaments is $6 per spectator. Follow the links on our sports page to check out all the sectional sites. Atlantic Cam will be in Winterset, and only 4 spectators per wrestler will be allowed to attend at that location. There is a live stream link in the same story on our sports page at KJN.com. Action at each location is set to begin at noon. Fans were being limited in certain locations, so be sure and check with your location ahead of time. Venues that are allowing spectators will have to purchase digital tickets through Hometown Ticketing. IHSAA has partnered with Hometown Ticketing for all postseason lead-up events and state events this year. In high school basketball action Friday night in girls' hoops, it was Denison Schleswig over Atlantic in a Hawkeye 10 conference matchup. Final score was 60-48. Creston defeated Red Oak 64-32. Harlan was a 48-39 winner over Lewis Central. Camber Catholic down Shenandoah 65-58. Western Iowa Conference girls' basketball, it was AHSCW over Underwood 45-35. Kaylee Jones becomes Lady Vikes' all-time leading rebounder, surpassing a previous record of 710. Audubon down to Riverside, 57-32. It was IKM Manning over Missouri Valley, 57-18, and Trainer beating Tri-Center, 60-25. Rolling Valley Conference girls play saw Zyra EHK beat Cam, 74-53. The Spartans secured the Rolling Valley Conference title. Glidden Ralston defeated Coon Rapids Bayard 55-43. It was Peyton Churdan over West Harrison 54-34. Woodbine over Arweva 57-42. Corner Conference girls play saw East Mills beat Essex 58-51, and Fremont Mills was a 54-24 winner over Griswold. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Central Decatur over Martinsdale St. Mary's 50-42. Mount Air downing Bedford 57-32. Nottoway Valley was a 54-52 winner over Lennox. Southeast Warren was a 43-36 winner over East Union in the Pride of Iowa Conference. Other girls' scores include Council Bluffs TJ over Sioux City North, 54-46, and Earlham over West Central Valley, 39-36. In boys' basketball action in the Hawkeye 10, it was Atlantic over Denison Schleswig, 64-58. Grant Sturm from Atlantic scored 21 points in that game. Harlan defeated Lewis Central, 58-55. It was Camber Catholic over Shenandoah, 76-56, and Red Oak over Creston, 49-43. Western Iowa Conference boys' play, it was AHSTW over Underwood, 67-64, with a buzzer beater from Braden Lund. And IKM Manning down Missouri Valley 59-42. Riverside was a 54-35 winner over Audubon. Tri-Center beat Trainer 56-55 in overtime. Leighton Nelson had the game-winning three-pointer. Rolling Valley Conference play was Cam over Exira EHK 61-54. West Harrison beating Peyton Churdan 82-28. Woodbine was a 58-55 winner over Arweva. Corner Conference action, it was East Mills over Essex 79-25, Fremont Mills defeating Griswold 55-33. Sydney was a 66-26 winner over Clarinda Academy. Pride of Iowa Conference saw Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Central Decatur 78-45. The Mount Air boys were a 45-27 victor over Bedford. Nottoway Valley beat Lennox 53-38. Elsewhere, it was Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln over Sioux City East, 58-51. Council Bluffs TJ over Sioux City North in boys play, 51-48. And Panorama beating I-35 by 10 points, 63-53. The University of Iowa football schedule has been adjusted for the 2021 season, with opponents remaining as originally announced, but the sequence of opponents changing. That includes the continuation of the season-ending contest against Nebraska being played on Black Friday, November 26th. Schedule changes throughout the Big Ten were announced by the conference office on Friday. Iowa's September schedule does not change as the Hawkeyes open the season September 4th at Kinnick Stadium against Indiana to kick off the Big Ten season. Iowa is at Iowa State the following Saturday for the Iowa Corn Cyhawk Series game before returning home to host Kent State and Colorado State on consecutive weekends. Iowa travels to Maryland October 2nd, with that contest moving from October 23rd, which now becomes the open date in the Hawkeyes' schedule. Penn State visits Iowa City on October 9th as originally scheduled. Iowa's homecoming contest against Purdue moves from October 30th to October 16th. The Hawkeyes will close out the month with a trip to Wisconsin on October 30th. The final month of the regular season begins with Iowa traveling to Northwestern on November 6th. Home dates with Minnesota November 13th and Illinois November 20th remain unchanged. The Hawkeyes close the regular season at Nebraska on November 26th, the day after Thanksgiving. Iowa and the Cornhuskers will be playing on Black Friday for the 11th straight season. Start times and network television designation for all contests will be announced later. You can see the Iowa 2021 latest schedule on our sports page at KJAN.com. The St. Louis Cardinals have announced that they have traded veteran outfielder Dexter Fowler to the Los Angeles Angels in exchange for a player to be named later or for cash considerations. Cardinals President of Baseball Operations John Mozeliak said, "We are extremely grateful for everything that Dexter has done for us over the past 4 years, both on the field and with his generous work in the community. With the expectation that we will have plenty of competition in the outfield this season, and with Dexter's approaching free agency, we felt this deal made the most sense for all parties." The switch-hitting Fowler played in 389 games for the Cardinals from 2017 to 2020 and had a career-best 19 home runs and 67 RBIs during the 2019 season as the Cardinals advanced to the National League Championship Series. With Friday's announcement, the Cardinals' 40-man Major League roster currently stands at 36, including outfielders Harrison Bader, Dylan Carlson, Austin Dean, Tyler O'Neill, Lane Thomas, and Justin Williams. And a tough stretch continues for Iowa State today when the Cyclones visit ninth-ranked Oklahoma. The Cyclones are still winless in the Big 12, but Coach Steve Prohm was happy with the progress in Tuesday night's 76-72 loss to number 17 West Virginia.
And then we got to go to Oklahoma play well. I mean, they just coming off a really tough game against Tech, and obviously I think they've won 5 out of 6 and playing as good as anybody in our league right now. But we got to go there and play well.
The Cyclones are 0-7 in the league race and 2-10 overall.
You know, we've got 3 games in a row on the road. We can't think about that. We got to think about playing well at Oklahoma, really, really good team. But a place we've won at, a couple times, multiple times. And so we got to take that approach. And so we just got to keep growing. You know, we got to keep growing, keep getting better.
Tip-off for the game is at 11 a.m. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN Sports.